Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. It all starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February 18th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide, our blueprint for liberty. The checks and balances wisely put in place by our founders. Absolutely brilliant. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Never revolution, but always restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show, brought to you in part by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor comfort outdoors when you're camping, do it right with Teton Sports. Backpacks, sleeping bags, cots, tents, self-inflating mattresses, and more. Check out the reviews on Amazon.com and or go to TetonSports.com today. We talked about McConnell after his, quote, no shut down the government's pledge. He quickly finds himself boxed in. They say frustrated Republicans are tasting limits of Republican majority control. I say not. It isn't true. They could defund anything they want to tomorrow and get it done, but they don't have the guts. They don't have the will for the fight, and they want to just basically play games and look good. The mainstream press all too willing to help them manipulate reality, and then they act like they're just over a barrel. It's funny how when the Democrats are in power, they have all the power in the world to do whatever they want to. Look at Obamacare for proof. On the other hand, the Republicans, on one hand, claim whenever they're in power, golly, they just don't have enough power. Then when the Democrats are in the minority position, they have enough power to stop anything they want to. When the Republicans are in that same position, golly, there's just not enough ability to stop anything. And they always say they're going to overturn everything, shut down government agencies left and right. Never happens. The Education Department still plagues us, if you want positive proof. Governor calls for prayer and fasting in this matter. Not. Dream on. That was a headline from Kurt mocking them, saying they're not even focused on the right issues. Federal judge stalls Obama's action. His executive action on immigration. Federal judge halts Obama amnesty. White House now to appeal. The president lacks the legal authority to carry out his orders. That's what the U.S. district judge ruled. Anyway, that's a big battle going on. Barack claims he's going to appeal. He disagrees with the judge. Conservatives all over the country are running around going, yeah, finally the rule of law. But it's amazing to me that a judge, a single person, could stop Barack's amnesty. And all 535 members of Congress controlled by the Republicans couldn't get it done, huh? It's very strange indeed, ladies and gentlemen. It tells you who's on whose side who, huh? Now the big emails are coming out from the conservatives. Now that a judge stood up, what we need to do as Congress is support him. Well, Congress should have provided the lead. Remember, the judges don't make the laws in America, folks. Congress does. Right? Anyway, the president does lack the legal authority to carry out his agenda, says the judge. The judge correct on that count. I guess there's a Rio tin. It's in Rio. And a Tinder-themed carnival street party is now facilitating, quote, flings. It's basically a hookup for sex via these applications. And we've talked about what a moral low we've achieved. These communications could be wonderful, could bring people together to support wonderful things. But no, they're used for, in my opinion, more and more and more for the violation of God's law's purposes. Tragic but true. We talked about George Washington. Now, they can't celebrate his birthday without abusing his character, saying, hey, he was a slave catcher. He was evil. Not hardly the real man, George Washington. What a disappointment. But again, the more someone tells the truth, the more they stand with the Prince of Peace, the more they're abused and maligned and manipulated, and the more they're attacked and ridiculed and mocked. And it just goes with the territory of standing with moral principle and the Savior Jesus Christ. That was our one of the broadcasts yesterday, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Hour two, we talked about this worry for solar projects after end of tax credits. I'm all for solar power and wind power and new alternative energy solutions. I'm not for government manipulation and subsidization of these kind of markets. Government has no business subsidizing them. Let the free market work is the point. If these technologies, these new capabilities, these new energy opportunities are viable, they'll stand on their own. If they're not, maybe they ought to go by the wayside, and we ought to go back to the drawing table and work on building a better mousetrap, that kind of thing, huh? I guess Denver now records the first 70-degree temperatures in January. That was in 6 years long, so, you know, global warming here, I guess. We talked about a bigger perspective, an article talking about George Washington's entrepreneurship. In other words, he was a great entrepreneur, in addition to a great general, in addition to a great president, in addition to being a humble man, just, in my opinion, a man who should never be forgotten, historically speaking. We talked about medication, or, I'm sorry, not medication, meditation booms as people seek a way to slow down. And I hope it's not medication meditation. In other words, I hope they're not getting on drugs and meditating. I hope they're truly meditating as a way to slow down, but also as a way to turn towards God. That's what I would hope. Sling TV, a new service, looks to liven up. Streaming video party, USA Today. You know, cable and satellite have been controlling live TV for so long, but it's so expensive. Everybody has to pay for bundled channels they don't even want. People are sick of it. Sling TV, the modern day, in my opinion, streaming option with live TV included. They say it's about $20 a month. So the reality is we're going to put pressure on these media companies. They are going to drop the cost, or they're going to be rendered irrelevant in yesteryear media. By the way, did you know YouTube just turned 10? Just thought I'd tell you that. We also talked about the ClearPlay solution. ClearPlay.com, if you want to learn more. That's C-L-E-A-R and then play. ClearPlay.com. And they used to have on their VCRs and DVDs, machines, they used to have an ability to plug a ClearPlay device in. If it was a ClearPlay-supported DVD and or just it was on board with the DVD player. And it would basically clean up airplane mode, if you will, the movies that you wanted to watch. And we all agree that it's better not to watch those kind of movies. But there's a lot of movies with just some swearing or maybe a little sex scene here that ruins the whole movie. And hey, ClearPlay says we'll take that out for you and give you the airplane version. Fantastic technology, fantastic idea. Many of us thought, hey, they're just kind of falling behind the scenes. But oh no. Oh, no, they are delivering what the people are asking for, and they've now got an online version where you can literally watch like an Amazon movie, and it'll feed through ClearPlay servers before it gets to you, and they'll just absolutely ClearPlay that dude for you on the fly. It's tremendous technology. Check it out, ClearPlay.com. We also talked about a New York Times columnist supporting Roy Moore, saying, hey, same-sex marriages does not require these judges to issue licenses. These probate judges can do what they want and obey their state leader. All I can tell you is a big slap in the face for the courts and everybody else. Time will tell as the battle continues to unfold. But that's a recap of the broadcast just yesterday. Available still on demand at LibertyRoundtable.com and live and on demand in your Roku player. Look in the Roku special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. Without further ado, that's a recap. Kurt Crosby with me. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. All I can tell you is there's so much news everywhere. It's hard to know where to start. But let's start with this, Kurt. More than 11 million people now have chosen to renew their government health care plans, Obama claims. So while the Republicans said they were going to get rid of Obamacare, they couldn't take it, it's got to stop, it's wrong, they virtually have not done a single thing, Kurt. In fact, they could have pushed real hard right when they got put back in control, whatever you want to say. They gained control in January. They could have done something about it, but they've virtually done nothing about it whatsoever. And now, Kurt, for the second year, there's penalties. The first penalties were about $100 an adult. That was last year's, 2000, and let me be clear, 14's. $100 an adult, $50 a kid penalty. This year, the penalty is more money. Yeah, it's like $325 an adult and $162.50 per kid for 2015. More and more folks getting on the plan. Look, every day the Republicans don't get it done, Kurt, the less likely that they'll ever shut down Obamacare. Now that 11 million people are on it and growing daily, Kurt, I'm not even sure that even if the Republicans could get rid of it, even if they could pass muster in the House and the Senate and get some kind of a veto-proof majority, or even if they were to defund it at this point. Now you're going to have the average 11 million socialists absolutely clamoring for the Republicans not to take away their government-subsidized health care, Kurt. So I'm afraid the Republicans, and I don't mean to be negative on this, but I'm afraid they've lost this one now due to inaction, Kurt. What do you think?
Well, you know, as far as I can see, it's part of the cards. They want this kind of stuff. Those of us who want freedom and liberty are, well, we're on the other side of this issue.
Ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. Liberty Roundtable, always on your favorite news, the network if you use to use talk station. Back in a flash.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like their green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, the mainstream press, Kurt, is promoting tax tips. You got Salem Radio News, a very big news service. They're promoting tax tips as part of their news now. I want to play one of them for you, and then I got my own tax tip. How do you like them apples? All right, listen to this.
The tax tip for the day from SRN's Keith Peters and Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial. Watch out for tax scams.
There are tax scams out there in large numbers this year, and Chuck Bentley says you need to beware, particularly for telephone tax scams.
What they would do is call victims and demand payment over the phone. And tax experts say they expect taxpayer confusion about claiming or reconciling their health care premium tax credit to spur a new round of tax scams this year. In other words, the confusion about Obamacare is going to cause people to look for opportunities to scam taxpayers.
He says the scams demand money over the phone and threaten legal action or immediate arrest. Remember, the IRS never demands immediate payment over the phone. If you receive a call like that, it's bogus.
All right, Kurt, I got the ultimate solution for this. Again, every time we add government, we have more and more and more scams. The reason my, you know, Social Security number's at risk is because I am forced to have a Social Security number. My birth date and all this is at risk is because the government uses it for identification purposes. The reason that my Social Security number is at risk, because I'm forced to, again, even though they claimed in the early days that it would never be used for identification purposes. Now, the reason that I'm having these tax scams happening is because the government is violating the supreme law of lands idea, which was to never tax the people directly. Indirect taxation was supposed to be the answer. Tariffs at the borders, taxes maybe by apportionment, et cetera, but never direct taxation. Now that I'm forced under the penalty of perjury to be directly taxed, and then I have to fill out paper, see, that's being targeted, and now there's this big scandal all relating to the latest government ratchet up that the Republicans claim they were against but aren't doing anything to stop that I can see. Congressional care, nicknamed Obamacare. Okay, more than 11 million have chosen and or signed up for a new plan already, Obama claims. Okay, the Republicans aren't stopping it, but now a Sam Bushman tax tip. Kurt, just shut down the IRS and shut down government health care, and then they won't need to worry about these scams because they couldn't exist, Kurt. Everybody would just laugh and go, ha ha, we got rid of Obamacare years ago. What are you talking about? Oh, you mean you got an IRS scam? Well, no big deal. The IRS has been dead for years. Isn't that the answer, Kurt?
You know, Sam, you got to remember, though, this is politics and all that stuff. You just don't provide solutions like that. I mean,
I'm anti-scam, Kurt.
You just fix all these problems with one fell swoop, yeah. You know, and bring America back to, you know, its former greatness.
That'd be crazy.
Just think, you know, you wouldn't have all those, you know, tax guys trying to figure out.
It would be phenomenal. I mean, just think how awesome it would be, Kurt.
I know. And what is amazing to me, Sam, is you'd think one of these smart guys, you know, maybe trying to run for president or something.
No, none of them are going to do
just
it.
Just hop on the bandwagon and go, hey.
Shut that down.
You know, the American people would be really for this.
You think Scott Walker will get that done, Kurt? Is he anti-IRS?
You know, not that I've seen, although, you know, he has done different things in his state than, I mean, going against the
not
unions.
Not against the IRS, kinda, he hasn't.
Well, I know, but, I mean, if you go against the unions, you're pretty close to being going against the IRS, aren't you? You know what I mean?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say so, but it's a step in the right direction,
I know,
for
but,
sure. If that's what
I mean,
you mean,
yeah,
I agree.
That's right.
But do I believe that attacking the unions is the same as going after the IRS? Not even close.
No, no. Although, you know, the IRS certainly is part of a big union, I'm sure. I just don't know which one. But, yeah, the headline from thehill.com, Scott Walker leads big in Iowa. Yep, they're saying that Walker pulls in 24% with former Florida governor Jeb, can't wait to elect him, Bush, and Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky. They're both at 10%. That's according to a new poll conducted by Gravis Marketing for the conservative website Town Hall. They say New Jersey Governor Chris Christie sits at 9. Senator Marco Rubio, Florida, and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee are both at 7. Former Senator Rick Santorum at 6. Dr. Ben Carson at 5. Senator Ted Cruz at 4. And businesswoman Carly Fiorini, she likes linguine, at 3%. Yep. So now some of the most recent polls before this, you know, found the numbers a little different. But, you know, it's interesting to me that at least so far, the people are not falling hook, line, and sinker for the Jeb Bush.
I think they are. I think this is just one of those, we'll let Scott Walker have his little day in the sun before he fails against the master. Let me give you an example, Kurt. Slate Magazine just wrote an article. Hmm. The headline says, did Scott Walker just become the latest Obamacare defender? Think about that for a minute. What does that mean? Are they right?
I don't know. I assume...
they say you can expect to hear more about the governor's on-camera comments. Yeah, Betsy Woodruff wrote the story. And they say Scott Walker's past remarks are being scrutinized. They say Obamacare advocates have had a rough time lately. But don't worry, they got a friend in Scott Walker. What do you think, folks? And, you know, every time you think somebody might be decent, Kurt, you go, whoa, gargantuan skeleton in the closet plan, huh? What does this all mean? Yeah. Is he really for a Barack care, Kurt?
You know, what I wonder is how much that lost kind of support for old Ben Carson happened when people heard he was, for the forced jab, you know?
Yeah, he sure is.
I didn't hear that about Walker, so... You know, I think he's kind of smart about just not speaking up on stuff that, you know, he figures doesn't really matter about the presidential campaign.
Yeah. Who knows?
We'll see.
I don't know. All I know is every time you think you got a good candidate that's solid on the issues, before you know it, there's some absolutely unacceptable issue. In my opinion, that's kind of the problem. Now, do you think Scott Walker's supporting Brock, Kurt?
You know, at least I haven't heard it right from him, but, it's one of those deals. It seems like the modern-day politician realizes, hey, man, if I'm a little of both...
They say the Republican governor caught on tape demolishing the legal case against Obamacare. Now, it's a Think Progress headline. We know they're very, Democratic, liberal, whatever you want to call it, news service. Not that I'm falling into the left-right paradigm, but I'm just saying they love to pick that partisan politics. And they claim that Wisconsin governor and presidential candidate possible for 2016, he made comments to the Wall Street Journal back in 2013. About his, quote, interpretation of the president's health care law. In the end, there's no real substantive difference between a federal exchange or a state exchange. Anyway, they say it's not eye-popping, but that's where the crux lies when it comes to the up-and-coming Supreme Court decisions regarding health care. And is it true? There's not much difference between the state and the federal. I'll give you an example. In fact, it's worse. Oftentimes, if it's the state, and I'll explain in seconds, Kurt. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, getpreparedexpo.com. Getpreparedexpo.com.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So, Kurt, I don't think that Barack Care is actually defended by Scott Walker like they're claiming. Okay, here's the deal. What Scott Walker is basically saying is, look, doesn't matter if we do the Republican plan or the Democratic plan. Doesn't matter if we push for state-driven exchanges and or federal-driven exchange. The reality is they're basically the same, and there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two, because reality is it's government-controlled health care. And even though the state may control the exchange through Medicare or this or that, or it's a state-run website, it all taps into the federal system. Okay? So what Scott Walker wants to do is sidestep government health care altogether. I wouldn't say it's as pure as a Ron Paul plan, but it's getting there. Okay, so what Scott Walker wants consumers to be able to do is flat-out sidestep Barack Care or Republican Care or whatever you want to call it. However, because he now says there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two plans, government via Republican or government via Democrat, in other words, he sees the truth here, Kurt, now they're lying and manipulating and backing into, hey, I mean, he virtually embraces Obamacare, Kurt. So if you just flat out lie because people don't understand the quote nuances, and you tell that lie in enough rags, enough newspapers, enough websites, enough places, then hey, Scott Walker's for government health care. I mean, even the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is talking about it, Kurt. And their headline, you want to hear this? Governor Scott Walker embraces Obamacare.
There you go.
See, buddy? The truth just isn't even relevant.
It's going to sell papers, man.
Yeah. But it's also going to deceive a lot of people, Kurt.
It's too bad when the media...
Now, let me tell you how they get away with it.
The issue is honesty, as you always say, right?
Yes, sir. Right. You know how they get away with it, though? Don't worry, Kurt. It's under an opinion column.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. We're going to just do the news as an opinion column and... That way we can get away with it, see? I don't believe Scott Walker embraced Obamacare at all, Kurt. But don't worry, under the opinion piece, it's okay. Governor Scott Walker embraces Obamacare.
It's a good analysis.
Now listen, here's what it says. Let me explain how deceiving the headlines are. Listen, Although he'd like you to believe otherwise, Kurt, that's what the governor has done. See? So Scott Walker's trying to make you believe that he's not for Obamacare, Kurt, but he really is. You got that? David R. Reamer brings the story to your attention. And it's just amazing. This was back in 2013 even. Now, you can say it's old news, except for if he's running for president, Kurt, it's up. Well, old news regurgitated, right?
That's correct.
And so it used to be kind of state news and nobody cared, but now it's going to be national regurgitated news. Mm-hmm. Now, they say Scott Walker and legislative assistants may claim that they're rejecting Obamacare and refusing to implement, Kurt. But don't worry, the budget approved, they're putting it in place. A central feature of Obama's health reform law, known as the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, is to expand the Medicaid entitlement program to almost every poor person. So implementing Obamacare all the way up to the poverty line is exactly what Walker and the legislative committee are doing. So there you have it, Kurt. Is he really or is he not now?
You know, good point, Sam. As far as I can tell, the media can basically say almost anything.
Yeah, that's right. That's the point. So here's what I really think is happening, Kurt. They say the Supreme Court said they could do it or not do it. The problem is if you leave your state Medicare plan unchanged, then you're in, quote, defiance of Obamacare. So they say so far more than 15 states said no. But see, this is back in 2013, Kurt. Now that isn't true at all. They say, because here's the deal. Even if you don't expand Medicare. Okay, here's the bottom line, Kurt. Let me explain this to you. Let's say that we're going to, as the Republicans, let government health care stand. And there's going to be, quote, federal tax penalties for noncompliance, which is where you and I are currently, right, Kurt? We're noncompliers, right?
Yeah, good point.
All right. Now, we've got tax penalties we're facing, ever-increasing tax penalties. Last year, it was $100 an adult. This year, it's $325, eventually going up to as far as the eye can see, but the latest numbers I see are $700 per year per adult, okay? Now, I don't know if they'll eventually add jail to that, what they'll do. Nevertheless, here's the point. So if you don't expand your Medicaid, Kurt, what you're really doing is you're forced into a no-good answer plan. Kurt, you want to die by the slow death of this or that plan? Which one's better for you, buddy? Okay, in other words, there's no choice C. There's no other option. So if Scott Walker denies increasing Medicaid to the poverty line, Kurt, then when anybody in his state is forced by government federal implementation, then, well, Scott Walker's the guy not even helping. I mean, he's leaving people out to dry in poverty, Kurt. Now they got a health care that is, you know, above them, and Scott Walker doesn't even care, Kurt. Evil Scott Walker. Okay? But if he increases the poverty line, or increases Medicaid to support the poverty line, so that he's doing his very best to try to minimize Obamacare in his state, at the same time, not leave people in a lurch. In other words, if you're going to be forced to have this care, Kurt, are we going to at least help those people in poverty, or are we going to reject that and leave them hanging and get the blame for it on all sides? So they say, fortunately, Walker's budget committee made a more liberal decision. They chose to expand the state's Medicare entitlement program all the way up to 100% of the poverty line. See, that way you can obtain large federal subsidies, Kurt, that help them buy health insurance, okay? But here's the question. What do you do if you're Scott Walker and you know that they're not going to repeal Obamacare? You know that behind the scenes there's not a dime's bit of difference between the Republican plan and the Democrat plan, and even if the Republicans replace it, it'll just be with their own flavor, forcing it on the state, as opposed to the feds, because remember, they're for freedom. So you're saying, hey, there's not a dime bit of difference here, and now you're going to be lambasted with this idea that, man, you're leaving people in poverty. So He comes back and he says, well, look, I can't be in defiance of Obamacare. That's just a no-win situation for me. I'm going to at least try to protect my people some and expand the Medicare guidelines to support the poverty line to where, hey, at least they can't abuse me on that. And that way, when this forced government health care comes, whether it's Republican or Democrat style, I'll be ready and say, you know what, I've done my best for my people. What do you do in those situations, Kurt? Do you expand it? Or do you become the blame the fall guy for everything that happens? Okay? They say he rejected the conservative path, Kurt. That's what old Scott Walker did. Now, is that really true? Or is he forced into it with a no-win situation? Let's say that he doesn't do anything at all, Kurt, and he's the state, the single state in defiance of Obamacare. He did not expand Medicare in any way, and so now there's all these people that are running around broke, starving, poverty-stricken, and they don't even have health care. And now the media jumps aboard that freight train of Scott Walker is evil. Look what those conservatives do, Kurt. They don't care about anybody. They're heartless. I'm telling you, they're absolutely heartless. Look at all these people in poverty. And I mean, my goodness gracious, look at these poor families, and they'll show destitute people running around sick. And okay, what can Scott Walker do if the Republicans are not going to help him? If there's no real joint conservative stand up against abuse because they just want it their flavor for liberalism, which is the truth. What does Scott Walker do, Kurt, in that situation? What do you do if you're governor?
You're between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, so what do you do? They say there's just one problem. The way the governor and his colleagues are going about it, it leaves Wisconsin's taxpayers and employers to pay a bundle, Kurt. That's because Walker proposed the joint finance that's increased to the poverty line rather than 133% of the poverty line. That's where Medicaid ends and the exchange begins. In other words, he should have increased it more, Kurt. He only did 100%. He should have done 133% because then he wouldn't even leave those people in no man's land. See, Kurt, if you got a little bit above 100%, let's say you're at 115%, then you're in no man's land. You don't really qualify for the Medicaid subsidies, and you don't really qualify for the federal government bailout plan. You're kind of in no man's land, and you're kind of in trouble there. Because of this, quote, simple policy error, a complex set of federal rules, they're all known to Walker and the legislators, by the way, will result in more than 84,000 poor Wisconsinites losing coverage, Kurt. We'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So I submit because Scott Walker was in a situation where there's just no win, a rock and a hard place, as some people call it. He expanded Medicaid to 100%. He didn't go all the way to 133%, which is where the government put it. But they blame Scott Walker. Instead of saying the government should have lowered their numbers or whatever else, they blame Scott entirely and say, hey, this 33% gap is going to just cost the taxpayers of Wisconsin a boatload of bucks. Now, Scott Walker's a true liberal. He really backs Obamacare. He's just not smart about it, et cetera, et cetera. But I submit to you that it's all nothing but manipulated lies, every bit of it. It isn't true. The Republicans haven't done anything really that I can see to get rid of Obamacare. They've talked big, but they haven't really done anything of substance whatsoever. And Scott Walker then forced to do something, but didn't want to go all the way. And, you know, where do you go? Where do you go with this thing? And that's the problem, is now the headlines are trumpeting this, Kurt. And we go back to he who owns the media makes the rules. Look, how are you going to combat that if you're Scott Walker? Unless you really, you know, dig into the details hard, it's going to be very difficult to explain like I've done on the radio. But it's taken me 20 minutes to explain. He's not really for Barack Care like they're claiming. He doesn't believe there's any difference in the Republican plan or the Democrat plan. It's all the same. He then was forced to expand the Medicaid. If he didn't, he would take a beating from all sides. But just like I mentioned at the start of the health care discussion, Kurt, more than 11 million have chosen and or renewed a Barack government health care plan. Now, every day that more and more folks get on the bandwagon for health care, the less likely the Republicans will really be at getting rid of it and or even replacing it if that's what you think is warranted. I think abolition of that plan entirely is the answer. Anyway, Scott Walker leads big in Iowa, but all I'm telling you is the mainstream press has manipulated this to where I don't think Scott Walker will ever be able to live it down. They've done it on purpose. They've known the details are too complicated to convey, Kurt, and they've taken advantage of that. And they write headlines that says, hey, Governor Scott Walker embraces Obamacare. Governor Scott Walker and Barack Obama, man, they're on the same page, buddy. Okay, now Rand Paul's in the news. He's another one that's going to get the slaughter when it comes to the truth about what he really believes and thinks and does and is and et cetera by the mainstream manipulators, Kurt.
That's a great point, Sam. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know if you call it red meat politics or whatever.
Yeah, it's a good point.
That's what's going on. You know, the boys that are chosen, the ones that are chosen, the Hillary and the, Jeb Bush, are, you know, they pretty much get the, kid glove treatment for now. But that's what's happening. Anyway, Rand Paul, they're saying, according to TheHill.com, that he's weighing an April launch for 2016 bid. I guess basically says, well, it'd be kind of a nice, at least guys in his group or party or a little team say that it'd be nice to have a good, clean and neat beginning of the fundraising quarter, you know, because April would be the start of a quarter. That's what an associate of his told the New York Times. I guess he's going to speak with family members about his decision over the next month. There's a little bit of a problem in Kentucky because he'd be up for re-election as a senator there at the same time as the presidential thing. And I guess They've got a rule there that they don't allow candidates to seek two offices at the same time. You know, I don't know why they'd have that. But anyway.
Hold on. I know why they have that. That way they can hold on to power, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. But anyway, they're trying to basically, instead of having a primary that would be way late in, 2016, they're trying to talk about moving the caucus up, a caucus earlier. And, the Rand Paul team is saying, hey, if you do that, then Kentucky will have maybe some say in the whole, presidential thing. Otherwise, most of the time it's all done.
Yeah, so the point is he wouldn't really be running at the same time. He could run for one, determine the outcome, and then decide what he wants to do from there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think of it all, Kurt?
I hate to say it, but it's politics, Sam, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That doesn't at all give me an answer of what you think you ought to do, though, but I get it. It is politics.
Well,
you're right.
Tell you
Kurt
this.
Came up with a very
here's
good political answer. Let me tell you what I think you should do. All right, here's what he should do.
All right.
He should not run for president. It's that simple. He's a young senator. He's only served one term. There's plenty of times to run in the future, and there's other people that could run right now. No problem. He doesn't have to run. And the problem with it is that I'm not really for moving these caucuses up and up and up and up. We've done that, Kurt. We've played that game, and every state wants to move theirs earlier so they can be the trend-setting state, so they can become the new Iowa or the new whatever you want to call it. It's a fool's game. That isn't the answer to just move it up. Now, secondly, whether you agree or disagree with this running for two offices at the same time, personally, I disagree with it. Why can't he run for two offices at the same time? Nevertheless, the reality is that's the way the state is. And if you want to change that, we can go ahead and change it. But in the meantime, that's the way it is. And I don't really think it's appropriate for somebody running for president to try to influence that decision or that law based on their own personal desires. In other words, because I want this now, I want to make these changes or whatever. I don't think that's a pure agenda. If you think it's a problem, why haven't you dealt with it before this until you want to run for president? So the problem is it's just, in my opinion, kind of fraught with peril. And I think that the answer is just to say, look, I don't need to run in 2016. I can run for senator. I can hold on to my Senate seat. Because I think the chances of him really becoming president, Kurt, are almost nil. First off, he doesn't even have close to the kind of money that it takes to run. $500 million at least to even get started. Look, he's got $3 million in his Senate campaign that he thinks he can transfer over, Kurt. Okay, and then what's going to happen? You think he's bugging you and me for money right now? Just imagine if he runs for president. My goodness gracious. Anyway, all I'm telling you is I just feel like, you know what? Why does Rand Paul think, after virtually no experience in politics, becoming a senator, and then 6 years, and now, hey, he needs to run for president? I'm not saying that he has to have credentials that he doesn't have. I'm just saying, is it really that needful that he just put his hat in the ring now and change laws to do that? Just seems like it's nothing but a... it's kind of like the basketball player that doesn't have many skills but tries to do NBA moves all the time. You're just going to lose the ball and you're just going to fail, Kurt. Just my opinion. What do you think?
You know, the reason I guess you could say, welcome him into the, at least into the whole picture, is that, he's pretty much known for, kind of doing things in many ways outside of the box. Now, not as far out of the box as I'd prefer it to be, but he's known for doing some things outside of the box. Just imagine if basically during the his announcement, which would be early April, they say, just imagine if he said something like, hey, we're going to work to eliminate the party system in America to unite all Americans as one. And we're also, since we're in tax season, I just thought you'd want to know, we want to work to eliminate the complete IRS and bring America back to, tariffs at the borders, et cetera, the way America was. And then I'm sure you could fill in a whole number of other, good things that he could do. I just don't see that kind of stuff coming from a guy like Jeb Bush or Hillary.
Do you see it coming from a Rand Paul? You think Paul's ready to jettison the party?
I can tell you this, that if I were to guess, if somebody said, hey, a top political name just, announced this, and they were giving me choices of Hillary, do you think it was Hillary, Jeb Bush, or Rand Paul, then I would, be guessing that.
Yeah, and Rand what I
Paul.
Like is you're giving him what you think he ought to do, too, Kurt.
Well,
I think it's good advice.
I mean, like you mentioned, remember when, right after the election, you brought up, hey, here's some good ones. Because they're out there. We've seen them. And what, how many people end up really voting? It's just a few, Sam. And imagine if you really eliminated that and, the folks that are for freedom in many ways, are what you'd call independent in America many times. And if you really worked to bring them into the system, if you will, at least voting wise, who knows?
People might not have that negative doomsday feeling that they've been disenfranchised before they even go to vote, right, Kurt? That might go away.
That's right. And you've got that Eric Cantor kind of situation that's there in the, I guess you could say, behind the scenes, because most of us, we see the Jeb Bush juggernaut, shock and awe they call it now, his shock and awe campaign with this huge amount of money just pouring in, and you think, well, there's really no hope for anybody else. And yet then you remember back at the Eric Cantor deal where, as far as I know, he outspent the other guy like 5-1, but he got beat.
Eric Cantor outspent the other guy. The guy that spent the most money lost in that case. And Kurt's very wise in this case. He's bringing up, hey, you got to have a lot of money or a lot of foot soldiers or such a unique idea to your campaign that you bring people flocking to it and the media can't ignore it. And if Rand Paul followed Kurt's advice, we're going to jettison parties and abolish the IRS. Just imagine what could happen. We got to have something like that if we expect to shake it up. That is for sure. And I commend Kurt for jumping off the political fence and deciding just to back a good solution. Man, where can I sign up? That's all I'm saying. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. We the people can and will restore our grand old republic with the grace of the Almighty. You going to help? This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.